Fox and His Tail. Fox was walking along one day, thinking how brave and clever he was. Suddenly, big dogs began to chase him. Fox ran as fast as he could, with the dogs close at his heels. Just ahead, he saw a small cave and dashed into it. The dog snarled and barked outside, for the cave opening was too small for them to fit through. Fox huffed and puffed until at last he got his breath. Now that he was safely in the cave, he began to feel very brave again. He wanted to brag about how clever he had been to escape those dogs. But there's no one in the cave to talk to. So he began to talk to his body part. First, he spoke to his feet. "Feet, what did you do to help me get away from those big dogs?" "We ran and ran," said the feet. "If we hadn't ran so fast, those big dogs might be eating you right now." "That's true," said Fox. "You are good feet." Next, Fox asked, "Ears, what did you do to help me get away from those big dogs?" We listened. "Why? If we hadn't heard those dogs coming from behind, they would have caught you for sure." "That's true," said Fox. "You are good ears." "And now you, eyes. What did you do to help me escape?" "We looked. We saw this cave and told you to go in it. You might still be running if not for us." "That's true. You are good eyes. I'm such a brave and clever fox. I have such good feet, ears, and eyes." He reached over to pat himself on the back and saw his tail. "Tail, what about you? What did you do to help me?" "Why, you did nothing. You just sat there while those dogs grabbed at you." Fox's words made the tail very angry. "You're right. I even waved my tail to tell the dogs to come and get you." Now, Fox was furious. "That's true. You're a bad tail. I don't want to see you again." And with that, Fox backed his tail out of the cave. The big dogs, who were still waiting outside, saw the tail and pounced. And that was the end of Fox and His Tail. And this is the end of my tale.